Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and there will only be a morning session. The afternoon session that normally starts at 1:30 has been canceled. The supervisors will hear and discuss a report from the consulting firm hired to conduct an assessment of the County Department of Health and Human Services. Longtime director Phil Crandall will step down at the end of 2016. The consulting firm spent just over 2 months studying department operations and also collected data on the recruitment of a new director and the skill set that they will need to take the job. The consulting firm used surveys, interviews, and focus groups, studied department documents and financial records as part of a study that will be used to guide any future changes to Health and Human Services. The supervisors are also expected to approve contracts with the City of Eureka and the City of Fortuna at today's meeting. The county has agreed to share revenue from Measure Z to fund 2 police officer positions with the Eureka Police Department, as well as provide funding for homeless support services. The City of Eureka will receive a total of $242,000. The breakdown of funding for homeless services includes $30,000 for permanent housing support, $45,000 for rapid rehousing, and $82,000 for alcohol and drug treatment programs. The contract with Fortuna is for $125,000, and Fortuna will provide a police officer to serve on the county drug task force. The long slog to contain and extinguish the Gaskee Fire in Del Norte County continues. Fire crews have fully contained 2 of the 4 fires that make up the complex, and more than 240 personnel remain assigned. The Gaskee fires have scorched more than 30,000 acres, but fire officials transitioned to smaller management teams on Monday as crews gain on containment, which stands at 50%. The news in Lake County is far worse, with more than 150 homes destroyed in the Valley Fire that has burned more than 70,000 acres. More than 350 outbuildings have been destroyed as well, and more than 3,000 homes and other buildings are still in danger from the fire. Lake County residents who were evacuated over the past 2 weeks were allowed to begin to return home on Monday, and the fire stands at 70% containment. The Valley Fire has also led to 3 deaths of local residents and to injuries to 4 fire personnel. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single-vehicle collision that claimed the life of a Crescent City woman early Sunday morning on Highway 101. 56-year-old Terry Turley was headed southbound when she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway, cross both lanes of the northbound 101, and then off the highway, where she slammed head-on into a redwood tree. Turley was not wearing a seatbelt and suffered fatal injuries. If you happen to drive past the airport today and see a lot of emergency vehicles and activity, there's no need for alarm. The County Aviation Division will host a live emergency drill at the county airport this afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. as fire crews and other emergency personnel respond to a simulated aircraft accident. The airport emergency drill is required by the FAA. The last emergency drill was conducted in 2012. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka continues to search for solutions to illegal campsites in the city, and over the past year, the primary focus has fallen on the encampment set up behind the Bayshore Mall in the Palco Marsh. Emergency personnel routinely respond to police and fire calls in the Greenbelt area, and the police department has conducted enforcement sweeps to remove the criminals and the semi-permanent structures built by homeless. But the camps remain, and it's a liability for the city, one supervisor, Virginia Bass, is familiar with. Earlier this month, the Coastal Commission held its annual meeting in Eureka, and Bass, along with Senator McGuire's office, coordinated a visit to the wetland area with some of the commissioners.
They took the opportunity, along with Senator McGuire's office and his aide, Rob Christensen, highly suggested and requested that members of the commission go on a tour with the city to see the environmental damages that are being done.
In addition to criminal issues, the city and the county have concerns about environmental degradation as well, and Bass said that's where Senator McGuire's help is being felt.
But I know that the City of Eureka has worked really hard at getting even water agencies to come out and look, and that's kind of where it's really nice to have Senator McGuire's local staffer on board. His goal is to start bringing every regulatory agency that has something to do with that area out here.
City and county leaders continue to search for the balance between the needs of a needy community and the city as a whole. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.